If you are dating a man with mommy issues, you got to do this one thing, and it'll drive him crazy. It'll drive him nuts.
And he is going to be obsessed with you.
If you want, like, she's got a theory on how to make a man with mommy issues obsessed with you.
Never want to leave you, okay? Have him lay on your lap. Take a slow tone.
All right, yeah. So you got to lay in her lap, then you take a nice slow tone.
Drop your octave a little. And then you're going to say the most cringy that you can think of that's just, like, nice. Like, I'm so proud of you.
Right? Because you probably never heard that because you got mommy issues because mommy was never proud of you.
Yeah.
Well, and they're having to give out lessons because there's, I mean, it's guys with mommy issues are at an all-time high.
All-time high.
Used to not be like that because women used to not be so bad. But
well, it used to be daddy issues. Yeah. That was like the big thing. But now it's legit mommy issues.
Because
a lot of these dudes were raised by single moms.
Yep.
And they grow up to have mommy issues because mommy's dating.
Yes.
Right? If you're in an intact family, like mommy's not out there dating, hopefully.
Right.
Right? So she's just dating dad.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's just bleeping dad's bleep.
Yep.
But this other one, it's like, you know, it gets a little rowdy.
It does.
So she's saying if you're with a man with some mommy issues, yeah, you just got to lay him in the lap, right? Just tell him, hey, so proud of you.
You're doing such a good job for me. You're so handsome.
All right, yeah, just give him compliments. That's what, gas him up. Because, Derek, did your mom ever give you any compliments?
Hell no.
See?
Yeah, not once in my life.
But a mom, an intact family,
yeah.
Mom's giving you compliments.
Oh, my God.
But
your mom, had friends
who hated men.
Yes.
Was not going to give you a compliment.
Hell no. Never have. Never will.
She's never given a man a compliment, even her son.
Oh, she gives every man compliments.
No, she gives every
except
man.
Except for me.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
She gives, man.
Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, my younger brother's the GOAT. Greatest of all time. Big dumbass.
Right, but poor you with the mommy issues.
Poor me. But that's the thing is, though, like, you know, I married two women that are very unnurturing and don't gas me up in any way either.
That sucks.
Damn.
You know, you learn to live without it.
Really?
Women don't really gas you up. At least not that I've encountered.
Oh, that's too bad, bro.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You learn to live without it. It makes me better.
Really?
Yes. I mean, because I survive without it. I do not have a woman that lays my head on her lap and gasses me up.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't have a woman. She has never gassed. She's never gassed me up. Ever.
She never gives you compliments.
Never, never. Tells me she doesn't get it.
She doesn't get it.
Yeah, because most of the jokes are about her.
Oh, I got.
So
you.
I wouldn't get it either.
Right?
If I was sitting here calling her a dumbass every day,
I don't get it.
Come
what
on,
do you mean?
Man, you were really funny today.
You killed it.
Yeah. I'm glad you roasted my whole family. God dang, I couldn't stop laughing.
When you said this?
I couldn't stop laughing as you're telling all factual stories. Making me sound like the worst person in the world.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not really going to get gassed up by that.
That's too bad.
You know, I don't know. I just don't need it.
Any dudes out there, do you like to be babied?
Who doesn't,
I think it's pretty badass.
Are there dudes out there that don't want to be babied?
I want to hear from you men that don't want to be babied. What about you, Chris? Do you want your wife to baby you?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
imagine you laying in her lap
and
she's
feel like
you're
it's
so
every
smart.
Person. Like, doesn't every person want to be like,
yeah.
I mean, that's just, duh.
Especially as we're in our soft guy era, drizzle.
Yeah.
We want to be babied. Baby us.
No, it's good, though. It's good that they don't.
If you meet a woman, are you going to want to be baby?
Yeah, I definitely want to.
I'm glad I don't because I think a lot of guys that are babied are also, they then fall into the trap where they're like, you know, out there marching for women and stuff.
I think you and I want it more, Derek, and I have a theory.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Our moms didn't breastfeed us.
My mom did breastfeed me, though.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Just because I thought she had such small
boobs.
I know
you would think she wouldn't, but yeah, she did for sure.
She wouldn't want to ruin her boobs.
She didn't have any, so never did, never will.
How long she breastfeed you?
I mean, I didn't ask, but, you know, I think for a while there.
For a while there,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, not till I was six or anything.
Yeah, I think he was talking.
Maybe like four and a half?
Nah, I mean, I
did
think
you have a mullet?
It was, like it was probably a couple months.
Couple months.
I think I was eating, you know, whole food by the time I was 3 or 4 months.
At least mashed potatoes.
Yeah, at least.
At least steak.
No, my grandma said that she never seen anything like it before. I was eating steaks before.
With no teeth.
Yeah, I was.